The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Public Affairs Office at NAS Pensacola.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. So excited to have you join me this morning. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin. Join me in the text line. Love to chat with you and would love to have you ask our experts some questions this morning. Yes, you just heard it. NAS Pensacola is here. I'm really excited. We actually have a Pensacola Milton, so an Escarosa native, right, Brandy?
Yes, ma'am.
So Brandy and I just met, Brandy Hardiman, right?
Yes.
And you are the NAS Pensacola Navy Family Housing Director. And according to Bruce Cummins, who's in the room as well, he's our NAS Pensacola Public Affairs Officer. Good morning to both of you, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Bruce, she's got a very difficult job, lots of moving parts to it. And we're going to learn all about what Brandy does for our military and our military families when it comes to housing, which is important. You know, when they're serving, we want some roofs over their heads as well. So Brandy's in charge of all of that. And if you do have a question, again, 437-1620 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So first, let's get to know each other a little bit more. Now, Brandy, you were born in Pensacola.
Yes.
So are you a Sacred Heart girl? Baptist?
I am a Sacred Heart girl, yes.
A Sacred Heart baby, right?
Right.
And I then kind of grew up in Milton area, right? And now over the years, especially now that you're a mom, how much have you seen the area change? Let's not even get to the military aspect first, but
right.
How have you seen it expand and change in good ways?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, you could absolutely say in the last 20, 30 years, Pensacola and Milton, Pace, you know, the way they're kind of combining together different little pockets of the city that were nothing, as you'd say, when, you know, 20 years ago are now booming areas. And yeah, it's been really great, you know, to see the growth here locally.
Now, moving into our talk about housing, how has it been? Has it helped just being a Northwest Florida native, being able to know different areas when it comes to helping find the correct and appropriate and comfortable homes for our military families who move into the area?
I would say that is an advantage oftentimes. You know, most of the folks coming in have never been to the city before.
Okay.
And so sometimes it even just comes down to where's a good place for this, or my children want to get into this activity. What would you recommend here locally?
Of course.
And sometimes just some of that local knowledge is so helpful, you know, and you're so happy to have that information that they, you know, we're almost a little Google source right there in the office sometimes. So.
Yeah. And you have a lot on your team that helps you run the housing as well.
They really run things. I would want to tell you that. So you would say Brandy runs that, but it's the great team behind me that does all the work.
It takes a huge team. I can imagine. We're going to break that all down and more this morning as we sit with Bruce and Brandy. And again, welcome to Pep Talk. If you'd like to text in 437-1620, it's 910 here at News Radio 92.3. And Brandy actually used to work right around the corner. She wasn't always working with the Navy family housing, but you also maybe hung up some of our clothes that we dropped on the floor, right?
I sure did at the local JCPenney's. I did spend a few years there in my younger days through college. So.
Oh my. I think that's sweet. I'm very proud of our pennies here. That's what we call it up north. North is pennies.
Uh-huh.
I'm very proud that our pennies has just stood strong over the years and fought for itself.
It's the one building that stood there, through all the, University Mall used to be what you knew it for.
Yeah.
Or what was that, Mariner?
And it's Universe. Again, another thing that you've been able to see grow over the years. And hey, or if somebody is looking to be closer to this area, you know where to send that family and place that family. So let's kind of get into the on-base housing talk as well, and kind of how you just look over the entire housing service center. So maybe walk me through just the first step and break it down. We can go soup to nuts and start just at the beginning.
One of the first things that individuals are doing right now, it's a different time of year.
Yes.
It's not an official season, but we kind of call it PCS season, which is permanent change of station. And that's when families, that are located, like you were saying, you had some individuals, some friends that were going to Seattle area.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to move. And a lot of individuals try and time those moves out with when their children are out of school around this time.
It makes sense.
So, individuals are starting to get the orders to come to Naval Air Station Pensacola. One of the first things that they're going to look at, whether they're single, whether they're married, children, that sort of thing, they're going to need to find a place to live. And that's where Brandy and her team come in.
Right. Yeah. So, the Housing Service Center here at NAS Pensacola is essentially a one-stop shop, for these incoming members and outgoing members, but we can get into that in a bit. But we have so many different services that we offer to them, and I was so glad we had the opportunity to speak on that this morning, because oftentimes people just aren't aware. They can think of our housing office as just the base housing office, but there really is just so much to talk about, when it comes to what we offer. So, anybody that's coming in to Pensacola or departing, we do offer services to all those families incoming and outbound. Mm-hmm. So, of course, one of our main focuses would be what we'd call our on-base housing, otherwise known as PPV housing. The housing on base is essentially managed by a third-party company that as Navy, have a great working relationship with. And they do the primary oversight of those homes, the resident management, the home maintenance, and all of those things. But the Navy team is directly integrated into that oversight, and we are involved with them daily. We inspect the homes with them and process all the applications to provide to them and review all the orders for all the families that are going to reside on base, and we are fully integrated into that piece. So the on-base housing options, we have over 500 homes at NAS Pensacola. And many people don't realize we have so many homes.
Yeah, I did not realize it was so many homes.
Exactly. So most folks who even visit the base, you just don't see the neighborhoods. There are actually 8 separate neighborhoods, all different styles of homes, all these little tucked away pockets of, 200 homes here, 25 homes here, a dozen here. But they all consist of, just over 530 homes through 8 neighborhoods.
That is so cool, though.
Yes.
One of the other really unique things about this, and much like with the entire Naval Air Station Pensacola, the base is very historic.
Yes, very
and,
much so.
And there was something about the historic homes that we've got on base as well. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Right. So Pensacola has by far the most complex and diverse portfolio of homes in the Navy Southeast. So Pensacola has the largest number of historical homes in the Navy Southeast.
That is so cool. So do you have some named after generals, or how does it work when you say historic, something happened there, or they were originally on base, they're one of the first on base?
Correct.
Wow.
So this would just be dating back to construction of the home. So we have
so
homes
cool.
that are occupied that were constructed in the early to mid 1800s.
Woo.
On base. So it's just that's the really cool part, is there's just some of those unique homes that our members get to live in, that it's just such a unique experience for so many.
I think that's so special too.
It is really special.
And I love that you guys preserve history
One of the big focuses that Naval Air Station Pensacola places on that is this Naval Air Station is so ingrained in Pensacola and so ingrained into this community that we make every effort that we possibly can to ensure that that legacy is preserved. That being said, however, there was a bunch of new construction that went on, some new townhomes. Well, when I say new, I would say, 2010-ish?
2010.
Yeah. And what were some of those that were built up, or what, the townhouses?
We built 25 townhomes, or the PPV partner built 25 townhomes back in 2010. And then those would be some of the newer homes, of course. But like you said, just the nature of the history, within those homes is so special. And base housing, of course, is that piece we want to encourage initially. There are, you know, so many benefits to members who want to consider that option, you know, with
of course
everything included and just kind of an easy transition moving in and out and just that general process.
So when you have people moving in and out on base with the 530 homes, it must be daily then. Your job is constantly having
constant
movement.
It is. And that's where our PPV partners come in. So they facilitate all the ins, the outs, the overall management of the homes. And so, again, my team, we are here to assist with those inspections,
right,
work through issues when those arise, certainly as advocates for the residents, but as partners with PPV as well. That's the NAS Pensacola Homes team.
Yes.
But we... we're there, you know.
And is there like an application process once somebody receives like their papers, hey, you are going to NAS Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So then is there an application process to be able to have the on-base housing and then go from there?
It is. It's a very, very simple process. All they do is just reach out to us on the Navy side and we will forward them over a 2-page document. They'll return that with their orders and a general list of other, you know, dependent information, pet information, just kind of some general pieces. But that's it.
Okay.
So.
And then what happens, and if you're just tuning in, it's 9:17 here at News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have Brandi Hardiman. She is our NAS Pensacola Navy Family Housing Director. And also, of course, Bruce Kemmons, our NAS Pensacola Public Affairs Officer, joining us here on Pep Talk. If you'd like to text in a question or share your experience if you have lived on base, right, and then decided to retire here in beautiful Pensacola, you can text in and share your stories or your thoughts or text in a question, 850-437-1620 here on Pep Talk. So now, Brandi, and tell me, when a family, you know, or an individual applies and they maybe figure, you know what, maybe on base isn't the best for me, right?
Sure.
It's not suitable for me or it's not what I'm looking for. You also work with off base housing as well, and there's a
Absolutely.
Team there. So tell me a little bit more, break down the team and kind of the process in that, because I know a lot of families who live off base and their kids go to school with my kids.
Yeah.
And you know, you might not even know they're military if they're your neighbors because they just seem like another family. So tell
yeah.
me a little bit more how you walk them through the process as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So of course there are going to be families that maybe this that doesn't work for them, whether that be home size, time frame for availability,
schools,
choice,
yep.
you know, things like that. So there may be many reasons that that's not the best fit. And so that's really where the Housing Service Center team, the Navy's team, is there to help. So our first piece outside of PPV is to go out and scout, per se,
okay.
The local rentals here available in the Pensacola area. And if we can identify those local rentals, our team will actually go out and physically inspect the home, work with the landlord, and we will actually list their homes for them at no charge on a website called homes.mil. It's a DOD managed website, and our team manages that website internally for Pensacola. And so any listing that a military member goes on to homes.mil to view has been essentially vetted by the Navy housing team. So it gives a lot of members that peace of mind. As, you know, you can go on Zillow and Trulia or any place to look for a listing.
Of course, right?
Right. But you know, if you're looking at any rental on that website, the Navy has vetted that for you and inspected it already.
Very unique.
And then it allows you to kind of have that advocacy with the landlord or homeowner as the service member. So when you get here, we've already spoken to that landlord. We know what their lease looks like.
Right.
We know they're probably by their first name. And we're helping you kind of link up with that individual. And then we're always kind of that liaison between the two if they, you know, if either side ever needs us.
Okay, excellent.
So.
And I can also imagine, you'll have to teach me the phrase for it, but, you know, a family who moves in and is receiving, it's like a stipend almost, or a...
their BAH, basic allowance for housing.
That's what, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Bruce. They also have to live within, you know, that budget and those means.
Sure.
I mean, you're talking... families of all different shapes and sizes.
Absolutely.
Or even, you know, I met a military gentleman yesterday, And he was sharing how he lives off base, but not too far, of course, from NAS Pensacola. And he found a bunch of other military guys to live with, right?
Yeah.
And loves it. He made friends. He's like, we're minutes from the beach, right? And so there's all different moving parts to it and, you know, maybe different avenues that people want to take so they can be comfortable when they're serving here and working here and living here and enjoying our beautiful Northwest Florida. So I think that's so cool how you guys just handle it. And you mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned the realtors that come in and volunteer. Now, how do you end up finding these realtors?
Yeah, so I wanted to lead firstly back to the homes.mil website.
Yeah, tell
and
me.
Only I wanted to communicate that through that homes.mil website, if there are landlords and homeowners who wish to list on that site, the Housing Service Center, also the Navy team, we also manage what's called a rental partnership program, which allows the local homeowners and landlords a program that they can participate in free of charge, of course. But it does allow a few more added benefits to the service members and landlords. There may be some discounted deposits, app fees. That would be a little bit more detail that we would speak to them.
Naturally.
But I would want to communicate that those local homeowners who are looking for renters, they can bring their listings to us at any time.
And really?
Of course, we can list them on the website, but we may be able to participate in this added program that really gives local homeowners and landlords a great added piece of reassurance for great renters.
I think that's okay. So if somebody's listening and they're interested in that,
in listing their home,
okay, they can just go directly to the website. Repeat it again for me.
Well, homes.mil.
Homes.mil. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Typically, they'll want to call us first so we can walk them through the process of how they create that listing online and schedule an inspection to look at the home and go through all those pieces. But both programs are, they're kind of a dual, you know, a dual program, but all those homes through the homes.mil and the RPP are listed on that homes.mil website.
Okay.
Together.
Oh, that is a one-stop shop then. All right. And so I think that's really cool. And I think like it would give a great opportunity for maybe some families who are moving as well and have bought a home here in the area to be able to rent it out, but still have their home here. I think that's a great opportunity that you guys are providing for our community.
It's a great program.
That is so cool, Brandy. Okay, so homes.mil, jot that down if you're just tuning in and interested in it. I think that's really, really awesome. And then bouncing back forward, I mean, again, you have like an entire team that is helping run the housing service center and with processing applications. You also help monitor satisfaction, and then even with finding homes for them to live in, new homes to go in with the inspections and everything. So do these realtors, are they former military? Are they just, you know, regular realtors that we live with in town? Like, how does that work?
So, that was the other service that's offered to our families or, you know, service members that want to come in and see us. If the homes.mil website, the RPP program, the base housing, if all those things, you know, there's so many needs that need to be looked at when it comes to our families coming in. So we have our volunteer realtor program, which is actually the Pensacola Association of Realtors, the PAR, so we would call it. They volunteer their time.
Very reputable and well-known.
Yes. Oh, these are licensed local realtors, absolutely. Wonderful program, wonderful people who are volunteering this time to our members. They are in the office with us Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day.
They
do four-hour shifts.
I remember. See, we just went to you know, one of the volunteer realtor program
luncheons.
And I was surprised to learn that some of these individuals have been doing this for not years, decades.
Decades.
Volunteering their time.
Volunteering this time.
Wow.
And so many
That's
of them are veterans, spouses of active duty members, and they understand how important housing is.
That
and
is so vital.
It is. It's you're not going to do anything without that. And it's just stable housing and being in a great place is everything to these families and members who are here to support the mission and need to focus on that. So all
right
the things
there.
We can do to pull together
right there what you just said.
That's
I think
it.
That is so important. That is a crucial sentence to support the mission right there and support the hearts behind the mission as well.
So what they do, you know, the housing service center right there, is they have a tendency to take a lot of the worry out of a move. A move is, you know, it's a big experience. It's a lot of time, a lot of effort. But Brandy and her team down there, what they try and do is take all of that out. So the individual can concentrate on getting into work and, you know, getting our next generation of aviators, air crew, aviation maintenance technicians, and information warfare specialists ready to go.
Right.
So the housing, once again, very crucial part of any move. And they're doing an outstanding job of making sure that that's all taken care of. And I couldn't speak more highly of the volunteer realtor program.
Absolutely.
I just, when I learned about this, it's kind of a new one to me too. I just learned about it a couple months ago, really. It's got to pay dividends for everybody right there. And this, once again, that's just another example of how well this community and Naval Air Station Pensacola have integrated over the years.
Absolutely.
It's got such a place in this community and as part of the history of Pensacola. I just couldn't be more happy, you know, to see individuals taking time out of their day to volunteer for a very necessary part of any service member's life.
Yes, they really love what they do and they're very proud of that work, and they should be.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Now we have about 3 minutes left, so I want to talk about the transition out of NAS Pensacola as well.
Yeah.
So I can imagine, Brandy, your team has established a relationship with bases all over the world.
Absolutely.
With moves and helping. That's a huge transition, because a lot of people who come here, they don't want to leave.
Yeah,
right?
Or they don't know how to leave.
Right.
Sometimes that's the other scary
the
part is,
step?
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
I got this paper. What do I do?
Aww.
Right? So that would be what we would call departure services.
Okay.
So if someone is PCSing, as Bruce used, if they are leaving NAS Pensacola and are not sure what those next steps are, they can walk right into the housing office and say, hey, I've got orders. I'm going to Japan. I'm going to Virginia, San Diego, wherever those orders are taking them. And we will dedicate the time to sit with them, contact the next housing installations office, and start working those next steps with them. And what are your needs? What are you looking for? When do you get there? How long will you be, you know, and just kind of working through all that. And so it's just yet another great service that a lot of the members aren't aware of and familiar with.
So when, you know, individuals that are getting ready to transfer into the area and they need to get a hold of the housing, you know, Welcome Center, what's the best contact for that? How do you get a hold of them?
Of course, they can walk in. We're the first building right up at the main gate, easiest building to find, but absolutely call us. We're at 850-452-5168. And please call us anytime.
And that's the same number if somebody is listening and they say, hey, we have a house here in town.
Yes.
And we would like to be a part of rental services for families and support that mission.
Absolutely.
They can call 452-5168 as well.
That's it.
I think that's beautiful. And I think it's a great reminder how, you know, like you mentioned, Bruce, our military is just just so integrated into our community and an integral part. And we just accept so many. I think like it's important to know that, you know, there's also a huge mission behind it to make it just flow easy into our community and sometimes out of our community as well. And so, Brandy, you know, first of all, thank you. And please go back when you get back to work today. Thank your entire team.
Absolutely.
A lot of us, like myself, didn't realize that this existed.
Yeah. Mm. We're a small but mighty team of seven who
wow.
are running through all. I even ran
the
out of time
seven.
To talk about, but it's the super seven between all of us. So just a combined decades of commitment to housing and the level of care, passion, commitment, and love we have for these families and the mission we serve, which is providing those great services to them for housing. It's what we're there to do, and we love it.
It's beautiful, and I thank you so much for everything you do, and for Bruce bringing Brandy this morning to share about the mission and share what y'all do, and invite us to be a part of it. And so again, you can head to homes.mil But first, call 850-452-5168. Again, huge thank you to Brandy as well as Bruce for joining me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
So great to be here. And
thank
on behalf
so
of Naval Air Station Pensacola, we would just wanted to wish everybody a safe Memorial Day weekend. You know, weekends such as this are very important to Naval Air Station Pensacola as we,